Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studio. Steve Livengood is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk about an event that actually happened 5 years ago. How are you?
You'd think we'd be more up to date on our news, wouldn't you? I mean, nothing's happening in the last 5 years.
Well, lots has happened in the last 5 years. In fact, an awful lot has happened. But 5 years ago here in Cass County, we hosted an honor flight for those veterans who chose to make the trip to Washington, D.C. to see some of the important memorials and have a nice visit there. And that went very, very well. And it's hard to believe it's been 5 years.
It is. We took 150 veterans and 12 non-veteran guardians with us. So 162 of them. Yes. It was a huge thing. I've said it before. And even in the last 5 years, it's still right up there. It's the most important thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, it was cool.
It was and a lot of work for folks that were involved in organizing and things, too, and putting all this together to make it such a memorable experience. You could thank a lot of folks. There were folks who helped to fund this. There were folks who helped to support this in a lot of ways.
A lot of things had to be done, and a lot of things did get done.
Absolutely. Well, here we are 5 years later and still talking about it. Why? Well, I guess thought it'd kind of be fun to get together and reminisce.
Let's do it. No, we're not going to do it again, but it's pretty close to that. Yeah, exactly. We want to have a reunion. It's kind of a class reunion sort of thing. It's kind of slipped through the 5 years. We don't really want to do it every year, but we probably ought to do it at least every five. So, yep, we're going to have a reunion. No bus, no airplane, just get together.
Yeah. When you think back on it, is there a thing or an experience that you had during that event that you recall that sticks out for you?
Yes. The thing that sticks out for me the most is after the event when all the photos started coming in, and there's all these photos, and I'm like, when did that happen? Oh, when did that happen? The thing that sticks out to me the most is the things that I didn't know that happened. You know, it's like, well, sure, why should you know? Because, you know, I was the guy. You would have thought that I would have known who those guys were. There's pictures of me talking to people, and I don't even remember who I was talking to or what it was about. Yeah.
Well, just like anything else in life, a group of people can go on a vacation. They may all have done the same things. Their experiences are all different.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And some of that is great when mom and dad don't know about it, but there's other things that you should be able to share. And then it was a family experience, but it was things that you did. So, and that's kind of what we're trying to do with the reunion sort of thing. Get these guys together and so they can talk about, oh, well, hey, did you remember this and did you remember that? Because we came home on the bus that night, and I'm certain they did not have time to talk about what they experienced that maybe their fellow flyer didn't experience.
Absolutely. A lot of great experiences, a lot of great discussions. One thing we know about veterans, when they get together, they have cool stories.
Yeah, there's a joke that goes, but this is a hot mic, right? So I really can't tell that. But yeah, there's something about fairy tales and war stories. So yeah, there's always stories to tell. And I think, without a doubt, that it was so memorable for them that they won't have to look in their diary and they won't have to look at the photos again. They're just going to remember it. And, of course, somebody will correct them if it wasn't right.
Absolutely. Well, in total, as you said, 162 people made that trip back in 2014. It's hard to believe it's been that long ago. But the downside to this is remembering, is there are some folks who are no longer with us who made
Correct.
That trip, which is always going to happen, especially when you're dealing with folks
when you're
who
dealing
are up
with
in
that,
age.
Yes, when you're dealing with that group of folks, there are. We've lost about, 20% of them? 27 that I know of. I suspect that list is a little bit higher than that, but at least 27 that I know of them will not be attending the reunion.
Which I guess highlights kind of the importance of doing that in the first place. When you're doing a project like this, you and I discussed this earlier, when's a good time to do this? Well, now, because tomorrow,
yes,
some folks that might enjoy it might not be with us.
Yes, yeah. Actually, you know, we're looking at doing this in October, and that's half the amount of time from now until then. That's half the amount of time it took to plan the whole thing in the first place. And that's a long ways away sometimes. Yeah. We should probably do it tomorrow, but I'm not be able to do it tomorrow.
Well, the original event too, there was a lot of thought to given to that. You know, when do we do it? Well, you have to plan it. There are a lot of logistics, of course, to work out with the airlines and you can just imagine how many logistical issues there were to work out through that. But when to do that, you know, as soon as possible, because you want to get as many folks to be able to do that as possible while they are still in condition to be able to do that.
Right. And of course, the flip side to that is, you know, we can't do it tomorrow because, like, well, I'm kind of busy tomorrow. tomorrow. If you'd have told me about it, we're going to do it next week, I could plan it. So we have to give people a chance to literally mark the date on their calendar. And so we've done that, you know, mark a date on your calendar, not tomorrow, but it's not going to be 5 years from now. I mean, we've got to get it done as pretty much as soon as we can. The biggest problem that I'm having with it is I don't think that there's so many folks know about it. I mean, I put this out, back on the 19th of August, and so far I've got 14 that have called or emailed me back and said, yeah, I'll be there. I think it'll probably be more than that, but there's some logistics, you know, if you want to show up that day, that'd be great, but it'd be even better if I knew you were coming because, you know, I like to make lists. And so I think that's what I'm trying to do now. We don't have the postage budget and everything else. If nothing else, the stamps went up a whole bunch compared to 5 years ago. But, you know, so I did the email thing. The big thing I'm looking about is word of mouth and, you know, this radio right now. So, yes, spread the word. Spread the word.
You bet. The event, by the way, that we're talking about, the reunion event coming up in October.
In October. Yep, the 19th of October. That's going to be a Saturday. So you shouldn't be at work that day. But yeah, the Saturday, October 19th, we're going to look from 2 to 6 p.m. Yep, get your calendar out, get your clock out. Yeah, there's no dinner, there's no meal. We're going to have some tea and crumpets of some kind. It's pretty close to a grocery store. So if some folks show up and didn't tell me they were going to show up, I'll run across and get another box of cookies and maybe some more bottled water. But yeah, Saturday, October 19th, 2 to 6. Oh, and where? Probably should tell you that. It's at the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, 201 Poplar here in Atlantic. This thing is the brainchild of the American Legion Post here in town. So the building belongs to Arise, but this is an American Legion function. So those are the folks that are doing it well.
And this is meant to be largely informal.
Correct. There is no program yet. I mean, I'm not real sure what we're going to do. I can base that based on how many, if we have 30 people show up, I've got plans. If we have 100 people show up, I'm going to have to change my plans. But so that's one of the reasons I need a head count, is to figure out exactly what we're going to do. Rest assured, there will be no bus rides. There will be no airplane rides. And the only monument you can see is maybe what we can dream up between now and then.
Now, I know a lot of the veterans had vests that were given to them as part of that trip, too. Maybe if they still have them.
You know, I don't know of anybody that doesn't still have the vest. I've seen a lot of vests at the funeral services that we've done. I see a lot of vests at Hy-Vee, at the Veterans Breakfast. I see a lot of vests at Memorial Day. There's a lot of those vests out there. But yeah, you probably should bring your vest. It's not going to requirement to get in, but people are going to look at you and say, where's your vest at?
Good, so, identifier.
Yeah.
Now, is this this event, this reunion event, just for the veterans themselves? Can they bring family?
They can bring family, without a doubt. It's going to kind of be like the honor dinner that we had that night before we left. Yes, without a doubt. Bring your significant other. I'm not really sure that we need the general population there. In other words, it's not the zoo. Don't come down and see all the guys that went on the honor flight. Maybe that's more along the lines of the motorcycles and the parade route. Initially I thought about putting them on trucks and driving around town or something like that. Kind of hard to do because I don't know how many, but it's a possibility. I mean, we could do something like that. I know some guys, I had talked to them about at the Bada Bada Bing Bang rally there in May about, could you support this? And I know I can get some support like that, but it was hard enough getting on the plane and the bus. I'm not sure if we can get in the back of one of them big trucks or not, but that might be kind of fun too.
Well, very good. Well, for those folks who are able, they would love to have you there just to kind of visit, reminisce a little bit, share some stories and things, but they would like to. It's hard to reach out and catch everybody. Email addresses are great, but not everybody is available that way either. So if folks have not gotten a notice, don't feel left out. That's why we're doing this today.
Exactly.
Folks should notify you just anyway.
You can email me. You can email me at Applewood. That's 1P, APLEWOOD at Q, the letter Q, .com. You can telephone me, 712-243-5445. You can stop me on the street. People do that an awful lot. But what we need to know, I need a head count. I need to know how many. And And I'm looking at my list. I had 83 people from Atlantic alone. Now, of course, 20 of those that I'm aware of are gone now. But we're talking about outside the area here. That's kind of why I was using the World Wide Web, and so that I could actually reach clear over there to Avoca. But I think this mic will probably reach that far, too. And if that, nothing else, you know, just tell somebody. Talk to them about it. Let them know.
And if you happen to be a family member of someone who may have attended the Honor Flight as well, pass the word to them. We appreciate that. Yep. We'd like to see as many folks participate as possible. They all had a good time. It's an opportunity to relive a good time.
It really is. And if you cannot make it for whatever reason, sit down, write a card, you know, send an email, whatever you want to. You can snail mail me at Steve Livengood, 403 Maple. Here in Atlantic 522, if you want to send a card, hey guys, sorry we couldn't make it, that sort of thing, and we'll certainly have a table for those cards laying out too.
Okay, very good. So if folks would like to participate and be a part of that five-year reunion, the Cass County Honor Flight that happened, 5 years ago already, who knew? It's coming up on Saturday, October 19th. Now, you still have plenty of time, but that time will disappear in a hurry, as we all know. 2 to 6 p.m. at the Armory, the American Legion Memorial Building here in Atlantic. And thanks to the local VFW or the American Legion Post 43 for helping to coordinate that as well.
It's going to be great. It really is. We ought to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the get together part.
Yeah. Maybe 5 more years. Who knows? Yeah. Keep this going.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.